Finally in tech, a message. An instant message. For many millennials who grew up in the age of AOL Instant Messenger, or AIM, the only thing more embarrassing than the amount of time you spent using it was your screen name. Well, we want to hear them. The more embarrassing, the better. And to kick things off, we've asked a few people for their mortifying monikers.
My name is Tavi Gevinson. I'm a writer, actress, and editor-in-chief of Rookie. My IM name was pretty normal. It was Tavi Toons, which is like a nickname that my friends had for me. But the real gem was I was very into Neopets, where you have these little digital pets, and myself and a couple boys from my synagogue, we were like, we'll be so much more powerful if we join forces. So our name was Jews Rule 3.
My name is Rembert Brown, and I am a staff writer at Grantland.com. So my most embarrassing AIM or AIM screen name was Rim Shady. If we go back in a time capsule, this is junior high, elementary school, when every boy at that time, especially, was like obsessed with Eminem. And Eminem's nickname was Slim Shady, and I was like, Slim Shady, Rim Shady, boom. It was like, it was very early wordplay for me.
My name is Megan Gans, and I'm a writer for Modern Family. Well, my most embarrassing screen name was my first one. It was Irony 601. 601 was for my birthday, and Irony was because I thought I was the only person in the world who really understood that concept at age 11. And then an even more embarrassing screen name I had shortly after that was Dawson 23, which was not after Dawson's Creek, but actually after Jack Dawson from Titanic. You can't ask me to put anything in stone at that age. It's just going to be embarrassing.
That was Modern Family writer Megan Gans, Grantland writer Rembert Brown, and Rookie Mag founder Tavi Gevinson. Well, now it's your turn. Send us your old screen names with a quick note explaining why you made that terrible, terrible choice. Tweet us at NPRATC, post to our All Things Considered Facebook page, or write an old-fashioned email to alltech@npr.org. Put the words screen name in the subject title. Just don't try to instant message us. We deleted ours a long time ago, and we'll read a few of the screen names on air in the coming weeks.